Another aspect which strengthens your strategic influence within the organization is to clearly partner on multi-network strategies with demonstrable outcomes. We have two recent examples to help illustrate this. A well-being network was spearheading a project to introduce designated mental health first aiders into the workplace. After successful sign-off from the leadership team, they received only a few applications for the training, all of whom were in the network and sat in the same department. They realized this wouldn't have the intended impact due to a lack of reach, and so revisited the assumptions of their strategy. They had believed that if they obtained the training and permission, that people would come to them for it. What was missing was the assessment of how they find the volunteers and ensure that they are diverse. Rather than go through another marketing and comms campaign, they decided to ask the other networks directly to find a representative within their membership and make it part of their upcoming strategy to contribute to how this project would now develop. This has the impact of recruiting a broader spread of volunteers, but also exposed particular issues regarding mental health within different communities. By working together, they were able to provide more robust guidance than had initially been offered, and show the organization the value of having networks to rely on when hierarchical team dynamics might fall short. In our second example, an LGBT plus network wanted to introduce rainbow lanyards for a project on encouraging more open allyship. One member of the network leadership team had experience of this in a previous organization and told their story. What had initially been seen as a successful campaign had led to tensions further down the line when other networks also introduced their own allyship lanyards. Before long, empathetic D&I leaders were practically suffering from neck injuries from all the symbols of allyship they felt they had to wear. And so the LGBT plus network reached out to the other networks to see whether they could create a combined strategy plan to engage allies in a non-competing way. Before they even arrived at a conclusion, they began by exploring their own allyship practices towards each other, and realized they were not as active as they could be because they were so busy representing their own networks. This led to the realization that allyship should be a conscious effort and not a display of intent. This led to the creation of an allyship week in which all the networks offered tangible ways to allyship, no matter which characteristic you were affiliated with. Potential allies were then faced with describing the actions they had taken, rather than showing to which community they had allied themselves.